This week's episode of The Ramen Noodle is brought to you by D. Joseph Design from djosephdesign.com, which, by the way, is me. You can get website design, web hosting, presentation design. Actually, forget the web hosting part. You have a message that deserves to look great. Make your next message look or sound great by hiring D. Joseph Design from djosephdesign.com. The Ramen Noodle is also brought to you by
The Puzzle Clocks Company. Alarm clocks so puzzling, we dare you to figure out how to set them. As seen in the Red Roof Inn at Ohio State University.
And by Diarrhea in the Bed. Available at your local Red Roof Inn. It's time for The Ramen Noodle, episode 37, live from PodCamp, Ohio. Make some noise, everyone. Welcome, everyone, to The Ramen Noodle. I'm your host, The Ramen Noodle, also known as Daniel Lewis. And joining me at my left is the person that you have all known as the lovely co-host, Jeremy.
Hi, that was really weird.
Yeah, and also guest co-hosting with us today live at PodCamp Ohio at my right side, for all of you audio listeners, so you know which side he's on, is Eric Fisher from WBR Show.
Hello.
Hey.
Hi.
Good to see you.
Thanks.
Well, we have had a ton of technical issues here, which, you know, never,
like
ever
you do.
Happens.
Never, ever, ever.
Your mom has technical issues.
Yeah. Thanks.
Actually, no, that's a very accurate statement. Probably.
She does.
All of our moms
it's true.
Have issues with computers and technical issues. But we need to get this show moving along because of all
yep.
of our technical
mm-hmm.
issues. So let's do this. This last week, or last Sunday, I did some stand-up comedy in my church, and I was doing a Father's Day themed. And today we're talking about Father's Day and fathers and different things like that. No. Fathers. Yeah. Not things like that. We're talking about fathers and Father's Day. And last Sunday I did something in my church, and part of my routine was I did actually sing a song that I once sang for my dad in a church I used to go to a long time ago. And wouldn't you know it, afterward, a bunch of old ladies from my church came up to me and said, "Oh, you should sing in the choir."
Very like, nice.
Yeah.
Awesome.
No.
Was that a dream?
No, it wasn't.
Okay.
But I did plug in a USB keyboard.
Oh.
Were you typing during your dream? I mean,
no.
During your song?
No. No.
No?
No.
Hmm. Okay.
Jeremy, what's happened with you recently?
Okay.
All right. That's all the time we have for Eric. No.
Yeah. Pardon us while I beat the host of the show. Okay, so I've been helping to lead a team of people doing an espresso bar at my church. And we try to do...
Wait,
you know,
is this like one of those new kind of denominations that has a bar inside the church?
A bar? I said espresso
bar. It's not a Baptist church, obviously. Is it like Pentecostal or something?
May I continue?
Yes.
Oh.
I just insulted all our Pentecostal listeners.
Mm, you insult everybody. It's okay.
Equal opportunity.
So... we try to do a good job, have good quality, but it's pretty low-key. So I'm cleaning up the whole setup at the end of the day, last Sunday, and I need to go up to get water, filtered water for the reservoir. We used to have a filter downstairs, and we don't anymore, and I was told there was a filter under the sink in the kitchen upstairs. And I was also told that the water pressure was really good. So I thought, oh, good, it won't take several minutes to fill this container. So I go upstairs, and I've never used this filter before, and it just has a tube basically coming out of the filter. So I put that in the container, and just like the old one, I turn the switch on, and that tube shot straight out of the container and straight at me and pelted me with filtered water, mostly on the front of my pants. My shirt too, but somehow the shirt was more water resistant, or you couldn't tell or something like that. So I get it turned off, And I'm thinking to myself, okay, you see somebody who's kind of soaked when they shouldn't be, and it's
or where
it's,
they shouldn't.
Well. No, I'm thinking like if all your clothes are wet, you go, ha ha. There's a story there. If somebody's pants are wet, just like on the front, that's kind of like, oh, I hope there's a story there. And so, what did I do? I don't even know why. I aimed that tube of water at my shirt, and I turned it back on because I'd rather be seen with a wet shirt and pants than just wet pants. It didn't work that well.
What kind of church do you go to? They believe in really weird baptism there.
Yeah.
You are really weird, and I believe that. I then decide to try again. And for some reason, I turned the water all the way on again. And the tube came out of the container again, sprayed me a third time, then turned around and sprayed the whole underside of the sink. So then it finally dawns on me, well, I couldn't just turn it on not full blast. I had to turn the old one on full blast because the water pressure was so bad. So I finally got that container filled, and I'm soaking wet. And I had to clean up really well. It took a lot of paper towels, but I wanted to make sure no one broke their leg. So that was kind of it.
I'll mention something else for the random noodle update. But Eric, why don't you share with us what's happened with you? Something funny.
I'm going to go with the thing that the three of us and Cliff saw last night in the parking lot of the Kroger when we went to go walk over for ice cream from the Red Roof Inn
up
for the hotel.
Make sure you keep this clean.
Okay? I'm going to. Essentially, what happened was is that by the gas station there at Kroger, there was this giant outdoor vending machine where it's got two big window panes, and it looks and it's like got the robotic insert in the middle piece where you'd plug your money in and you'd pick like up to seven items, and the robotic arm will go and pull like oil and Pampers and milk and other assorted
things some people might need.
People might need
apparently
at the last minute that you can go ahead and let your imagination wander about. But it was just, let's just say that the combinations that we were coming up with as to, let's see, I'll take this and this and this and this, just combined, it was really amusing in the moment, and we wished we had had a video camera because we would have made a little YouTube video about that.
And it wasn't just like little pocket-sized serving stuff.
It was
like a full thing of Oreos, a gallon of milk or a half gallon of milk.
A big 2-gallon jug of antifreeze. and the jumbo bag of M&Ms. That'll suit me. That's what I need right now while I'm getting gas. From the pump.
Oh, okay. I thought you were saying that M&Ms give you gas.
No.
Okay.
I didn't tell you that.
Well, you know, that's a perfect segue to talking about something in our hotel room last night. Jeremy and I shared a room, and he's got his bed, I have mine, and he chose the bed, and I let him have first choice of which bed he would get. And as we're about to go to bed, he opens the sheets and he starts complaining about something. I go over and he's finding hairs inside his bed. Like, just kind of randomly.
I don't want to talk about it.
Inside his bed. And then he continues to unwrap it. And there's this big, round, brown stain inside the bed that really looks like someone had some incontinence on top of the bed.
But in a strange place.
They slept upside down.
Sure. With the bed kind of made. It was so nasty.
Diarrhea in the bed. Looking like a fool with your diarrhea in the bed.
Wasn't
that
mine.
Doesn't quite work. Well, we don't really know that. You said it was glistening.
we don't really know that.
I might have forgotten, and it might have come from my hand.
It was glistening. That's the word you used.
I know. That doesn't mean it was mine.
Oh, okay.
It doesn't disprove it either.
So yours doesn't glisten.
I'm leaving.
That's how you know.
Thank you, everybody.
And you were warning me about staying clean.
Well, clean doesn't necessarily mean we stay out of the bathroom.
Wow.
I have some hand sanitizer for the ramen noodles mind.
Okay. Well, let's get on to our featured segment, because this weekend is Father's Day.
No way.
What happened?
Oh, boy. This is going to be good, I can tell.
And what do you have to share with us about Father's Day in your female voice?
He does that every time.
And you found something to throw at me and my phone.
Yes.
That's amazing.
It's like two for one.
Two for...
Father's Day. Well, we're doing a sort of theme. We're not going to have a featured story, but we've got some things, some funny things to share that we've learned having fathers. And then Eric is a father.
What? Wow.
You don't... Oh. Not... Yes, I am.
Okay. Good.
It's apparent that you are a parent.
Yes.
Yeah, very nice. My dad has often been accused of being super serious, super focused, never laughing, never smiling. And some people have said I've inherited that and that I'm super intense. The fact that I could kill people with my bare hands probably doesn't help that because I'm a black belt.
Right.
Yeah. But my dad, you have to understand, my dad is an Air Force guy. We grew up in an Air Force family. The bugle calls in the morning to wake up were a little bit annoying, but I got used to them after about the time I grew out of diapers.
Is that true?
So like 9 years old, I got used to the bugle call.
Are you lying to us?
I'm telling stories. But what wasn't a story is that my dad was a bomber for the Air Force. He flew big B-52 bombers.
It's way better than bugles. Barry in the lead.
And that's not exactly the best environment to develop social skills. Up there, if you don't like someone, it's your job to drop bombs on them.
That's why. I'm sure that's why.
Yes, exactly.
I don't like you. I'm going to drop a bomb. That's my job.
But sometimes when it really came to stuff like the Air Force Museum on Wright-Patterson Air Force Base near Dayton, Ohio, when my dad gives us a tour there, he is really the bomb.
Why don't I have the sound effects board? Dang it.
Because you're not cool. Eric, why don't you tell us?
I'll just get my sound effects out of my phone.
Yeah.
After a while. Or yeah. Christian
Pick
Todd
it.
Will.
Pick it. Eric. Tell us something about being a dad or something funny about your dad.
Okay. Well, let's see. Well, my dad's dead, so we're not going to go there. No, I'm kidding. I mean, he really is dead.
Oh,
but it's okay.
Are we supposed to laugh?
No, yes. I'm confused, too. Let's just stick with me being a
dad. It's probably safer.
I think the funniest thing is just how many noodleisms my daughter comes up with on her own.
A noodleism, by the way, is a twisting of a popular saying or a literal interpretation of a popular saying. It's ways that we like to confuse you.
Yes.
And by literal, we mean ridiculous.
Yes.
And so she will pick up on speech patterns that we use, even though she's too young to be saying these phrases at 5 years old. Like, she will come up, she'll say, "Hey, Dad, apparently the dog thinks it's okay to be in my room." Apparently. And then she'll throw the word back on at the end again, like she needs to emphasize. Or, "Hey, do you remember last week when we went yesterday to the..." And she'll throw the different time phrases in where she confuses, you know, yesterday and last week and earlier today. Sometimes it'll be, "Hey, last week, this morning when you woke me up and I had..." I'm like, "You mean this morning?" "Yeah. So last week when I..." "No, this morning..." And she just has a hard time with the concept of when specifically things are in time. I'm trying to think of something else that she's done where it's a phrase. Something else where she'll... Oh, I'll... Like, when I got my iPad, or when I was going to get it, and I knew I was getting it, and it was ordered, she said... I said, "Hey, did you know how you like playing on my iPhone?" She's like, "Yeah." I said, "Well, I got an iPad. It's going to come. It's a big one." She turns and looks at me and she says, "You have got to be kidding me."
How old did you say she is?
She's 5.
That's awesome.
But she just is like a teenager, like a little teenage version of herself. So I'm hoping that we're getting it all out of the way now.
So are you think she's going to skip that whole "Daddy, I want a pony" stage?
She has stuffed ponies, so I think that...
Oh, okay.
Well, yeah, I think she'll... be fine.
"Daddy, I want a pony." Jeremy's pretty good at being the horse. Yeah. Okay. Jeremy the horse.
Jeremy the horse.
Wait, is that domain
That's how
available?
Horses talk right there.
Let's see. JeremyTheHorse.com.
Well, you can buy it.
So while I'm
checking
Charlie.
Buy it.
Your mom's going to buy it. So while I'm looking up to see.
Shows what you know. what?
Jeremy.
Yes.
Why don't you tell us something preferably funny about your dad or an experience
you're saying
you've
what
had.
I said wasn't funny?
No, it was funny.
Okay. No, but JeremyTheHorse.com exists. It's called Jeremy the Horse, of course.
Oh, that's awesome. JeremyTheHorse.com.
Wow. Anyway.
I wonder if they'd sponsor us.
I forgot that we were doing the segment Confession.
Lame.
Oh.
Lame. You know what's coming.
Blame.
Well, I could tell the story. It makes him sound older than he is, but it just happened the other day. We were saying something, which I was just saying something about an iPhone or... I don't even remember what I was saying, but he said something about, I hope it's not the iPad 4. And I was like, the first one just came out. I don't think it could be 4. And I said, there's the iPhone 4. And he said, well, I hope it's not that because they're having problems. And I said, well, it's not even out yet. So I'm not sure. Maybe he heard something about people having problems ordering or something. I don't know.
Yeah, because that's going to make the iPhone not work.
That's right.
It's that slow.
That's right.
It's not getting to people on time. Well, you know, something else about my dad. My dad has taught me a lot of lessons growing up. And one of the things that I remember him teaching me is to eat Tabasco. And he wanted to teach me how to be a man. And so he would say, Daniel, you got to use Tabasco. And I pretty much was nursed on Tabasco growing up. And he's like, Daniel, eat Tabasco and put some Tabasco on this and put Tabasco on that pizza or whatever. And that
pizza
smoothie. Yeah, Tabasco on there. And that's a previous episode, by the way.
What
he
number?
Always give the reason that I should use Tabasco because it'll put hair on your chest. This is borderline a little too much TMI, but I really wish I didn't have as much Tabasco as a kid.
Borderline?
That's not borderline.
Oh, okay.
That just is.
That is too much information.
Oh. In fact, like I'm tagging this podcast to you. That too? How is it redundant?
Too much TMI.
Oh, right.
You know, that's one of my noodleisms.
Yes. Yes, it is.
Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Yeah.
But my dad is also one of those types that, you know, is getting the glossy, shining, glory, shining forehead and that he's losing hair. So I'm realizing
say that again.
I can't. Okay. I'm realizing that all along I should have been putting the Tabasco on my head, not in my stomach. You know, it's the difference of between the Tabasco going up here versus the Tabasco going.
So you have hair in your stomach?
I don't know.
Wow. That's a really creepy
every
thought.
Now and then I have to cough up a furball.
That's like creepier than the bed at the hotel.
You were ingesting this Tabasco, right? You weren't rubbing it on yourself, right? Because you're saying, because what you're saying is that you should have put it on your head instead of somewhere else. But I was like, but you said you were drinking
to get it to put hair on your head. You need to snort it.
Oh,
get it. So like it's inside, but it's higher. It's in your sinuses.
Oh, okay.
Yeah,
sinuses.
Got it. Yeah. Really
actually, that would put it in here, so then you'd be able to grow facial hair.
There you go.
My facial hair grows weird.
Again, it's not necessary to know.
Have you seen The Perfect Storm?
I think we should move on.
Well, I got to mention this. My facial hair. Have you seen The Perfect Storm where they're saying like The Perfect Storm is where these two hurricanes, and hurricanes are like twisting storms, where they're combining? Well, I have two hurricanes that grow on either side of me where the facial hair twirls. It swirls around. So I'm worried that as I get older, it's going to combine and come to the middle, and then it will be like The Perfect Storm.
From now on, if we take trips together, I'm going to make sure that I've got like an emergency razor in case you forget yours and these hurricanes start on your face.
Yes.
And I don't ever want to
see
this.
Do you have a system for naming these hurricanes on your face? Alternating like left cheek and right cheek. I shouldn't have said that.
Nice.
Jeremy, what's something else you can tell us? Or do you have something else?
Well, growing up, my dad would just randomly... I mean, he said a lot of random things. I guess the apple didn't fall far from the tree. But he used to tell us that I think the most common one was that he used to be a diving board.
Used to be a diving board.
The great thing is that it was not unique to him. His brother said basically the same thing.
So it was a family of diving boards?
I guess. I guess I am a descendant of diving boards.
Apparently.
Apparently. Apparently. Never mind. I can't make it connect.
Too bad your parent isn't Lee. Chris, or not Chris. You're not Chris. Eric. I don't know why
they call you Chris. I'll change my name to Chris. Fine.
All right, Eric, Chris. What's something else you can tell us about being a father?
I've noticed that one of the tricks that I've learned, I actually learned from my grandfather, when me and my two brothers, when we were younger, we'd start to get upset over something or be crying or, you know, just like, it's not fair, and just throwing a fit. And I realized that the best way to apply what he used to do with us to my daughter was to instantly break her out with like such a big, like a juxtaposition of emotion. So instead of where she's at being sad or mad or whatever, I would say, hey, when you're upset, no smiling, you know, and say it firmly, like she's in trouble if she does the thing that would, you know. So it's like she's throwing a fit or she's sad or she's crying, and I'm like, well, you better not smile. There's no smiling in my house. Seriously, stop it. And she'll start to crack a smile. No, don't do it. Don't smile. No smiling in my house. No. And then she starts to laugh. And so then she, and it breaks her out of it. And it's a really cool trick. So try it.
The other thing that often works that my parents did with me, my dad didn't do it so much, surprisingly, and you'll find out why it's surprising in a minute, is, you know the thing about getting kids to eat the rest of their food off of their plate?
Mm-hmm.
In my family, Air Force family, of course, the thing was you put the food on the spoon or fork, and it's an airplane.
So, like, the whole family sat there and did that? Like, every family meal? Mom,
yes.
Dad?
We all did it to ourselves. Except my dad. My dad took the different approach. Since he was a bomber,
he held it over his head. And
my dad would always fly over targets. Yeah, so
he'd hold it over his head and try to aim for his mouth.
Drop it in. Bombs away.
I hope he was a good shot.
I hope so too. Although back then, with the kind of airplane he flew, the philosophy back then was just you cover the area with bombs. They didn't have the high-tech bombs that they have today.
I see.
Yeah.
So his goal was pretty much to cover his face with this food.
Mm-hmm. And some of it would hit the target.
Have we digressed a bit?
We have.
Okay.
So, Jeremy, can you tell us something else about your dad?
No.
Or what you might be like as a father.
Oh, what I might be like as a father. No, I don't know.
You as a father. Wow.
I have to have these questions at least 24 hours in advance.
We have a bad connection.
Yeah. Well, speaking of we have a bad connection.
Yeah.
We didn't get any voicemail this last week. Well, we've kind of had a weird schedule the last week.
Yep.
Because we've launched the Noodle Mix Network, which is brand new. So instead of, eventually, we still have the ramennoodle.com, but instead of going to the ramennoodle.com for this podcast and the others, you can now go to noodle.mx. It's the new network that I've started, and it will be the home to all of our podcasts. We've got the Ramen Noodle. We've got areyoujustwatching.com. And I just launched my third podcast, The Audacity to Podcast, which is a podcast about podcasting. It's like so meta.
I thought that was about podcasting. The audacity of podcasting.
No, it's the audacity to podcast.
Okay.
Bah.
Yeah, that's why. It's a different preposition.
I get jokes.
Some of them. Not all of the ones you should get, or maybe, anyway. So check it out over at noodle.mx, and everything will come from there. And also, you'll be able to subscribe to our newsletter that we will be starting at some point. And we promise we will not spam you too much.
Too much.
Or at all, if we ever make the newsletter. But there is a sign-up sheet there, and you can subscribe to all of our shows and all of that there. But I want to continue on, because there's a segment that is very close to Jeremy's heart. And, well, Eric, did you have anything else to share about?
I'm good.
You're good? Okay.
If you have another session, those who are here in person, if you have another session to get to,
this might be a good time.
This is Jeremy's favorite section, because this is the section where we ask one of our friends to give us some advice. about being a bachelor because he knows what it's like to be a bachelor. He's an elite bachelor.
And he will always be a bachelor.
And this is the guy that has helped train me while I was a bachelor. And that door shut was our last listener leaving. So now is a good time. Well, no, we still got listeners. Now is a good time to introduce you to my friend.
Sergeant Packard. Welcome to Bachelor Boot Camp. Good and fine afternoon, ladies and gentlemen. I want to welcome you to another session of Bachelor Boot Camp. Today, I'm taking a moment, a break from the day. Instead of giving you fatherly advice like you'd expect, instead of teaching you important lessons and etiquette and how to clean up after yourself and bathroom manners and sharing communal spaces and refrigerator etiquette and all of that, no, this is a moment that I want to share with you how important my father has been in raising me. My father taught me important lessons, like when I get a scratch, not to cry about the scratch, but instead, chlorine works as a great sanitizer on the scratch instead of that whole cortisone 10. That's for wimpy, sissy people. We use chlorine bleach in my family. My dad was a good guy. My children someday, too. Well, let me introduce you to one of my children. And my child, well, we haven't worked too much with him on mic etiquette, so I'm just going to keep him off mic for a little bit. But I do want to take this last opportunity to wish all of the fathers out there, and fathers-to-be, and mothers, and brothers, and sisters, because it's really a holiday for everybody, because everybody has a dad somewhere. Happy Father's Day. And Merry Christmas.
Wow, the scary apple doesn't fall far from the scary tree.
Oh, come on. He's not that bad once you get to know him.
He's kind of an ugly child.
Hey, careful. He might have heard that. I don't think he did, though.
I think he, no.
He's not doing anything. As we wrap this up to a close, Jeremy, where can people follow you on the internet?
The best place is probably Twitter. Twitter.com/Phlegon, Phlegon.
And Eric, where can people follow you?
Eric with a K, J Fisher.
So is that Eric W
at Twitter. Sorry. E-R-I-K J Fisher.
All right. And on Twitter, I am the Ramen Noodle. And you can check out, like I said, all of our shows are over at Noodle Mix. Or if you want to support the show, you can certainly send us money. But if you don't want to do that, which who wants to do that, you can use our Amazon affiliate link, which is theramennoodle.com/Amazon. Do all your normal purchasing there, preferably your biggest purchases there. And we'll get a nice little kickback from the affiliate link. And is it a kickback or a payback? Push back, push over, something. We get money from it. And it's a way that you can do your normal shopping and save through Amazon, which is awesome, and help support the show without actually sending us money. It's kind of weird how that works, but hey, this is an awesome economy.
You might save at Amazon. Let's not go overboard.
Oh, well, yeah, that could maybe be true. Maybe. But usually you end up saving. So check us out on the internet. Subscribe if you're not already subscribed. Make sure you check out the new network, noodle.mx, and subscribe to the new podcast, The Audacity to Podcast. Jeremy, any closing thoughts?
No.
Okay, good. Next time life makes you feel like an amateur, remember to keep laughing because you're not the only one.
Find more great clean podcasts like this one at cleancasts.com.
Live from Columbus, Ohio, it's Saturday afternoon.
Wow. How long have you been saving that one?
Too long.